Every time I think I got this Spider-Man thing figured out, something goes wrong.
Whenever you say Spider-Man, you always mean the other one. You're Spider-Man. You can fix this. Your way.
That's the trailer to one of the biggest games out last year, Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Now, one of the studios that worked on this game is under scrutiny for forcing its employees to work upwards of 80 hours a week. That overtime, known in the industry as crunch, also often goes unpaid, and it's a practice that is pervasive throughout the gaming industry. Chris Bratt recently posted a video that documented working conditions at studios that take on outsourced contracts with some of the biggest players in the industry. And Bratt is the co-founder and reporter of the journalism outlet People Make Games, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tonya. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You spoke to former employees at a Malaysian developer called Lemon Sky about working conditions there. And just FYI, Lemon Sky actually helped make that Spider-Man game we just heard. Let's listen to two of their former workers that you spoke with.
I frequently worked for 12 plus hours, usually until 3 or 4 in the morning. And I also still need to go back to work on the weekends for many times.
Everyone was so stressed out. I had a friend who cried at work in the bathroom too, because she couldn't handle it. Another friend would often get only 3 hours of sleep and basically only go home to shower.
Those were Malaysian actors reading what these workers told you because they didn't want to have themselves recorded for fear of retaliation. Are these typical stories? I mean, how many people did you talk to?
Yeah, so I spoke to 19 different employees across a couple of outsourcing studios for the piece. And those quotes that you've just heard there, that is a common occurrence across the games industry, including at studios in the United States or the UK, where I'm from. I'm sure some people listening might be surprised to hear that because, you know, you think of being a video game developer as being a dream job. And for a lot of people, it really is. It totally is a dream job. But when we talk about crunch, we're not talking about working late on a few evenings or a weekend before a game releases. It can be months and months of time. It puts a strain on your relationships, your family life, your physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. This is something we've learned a lot more about over the last few years as big studios have come under the spotlight. However, one of the key parts of the games industry, which is outsourcing these companies based often in other parts of the world with cheaper labor costs, they rarely get the same kind of attention. And so part of what we try to do with our piece here is to say, hey, those issues that you're starting to hear about in the games industry at your favorite studios, they're also happening in other parts of the world where you're not necessarily thinking about.
That exploitation that you're talking about also bores out in pay. I mean, the pay can be pretty low. It's not just working long hours.
Yeah, that's right. In these two studios based in Malaysia and Indonesia, we found that the overtime that they were working was completely unpaid. Mm. And the reason, well, the justification for that on the studio's part is that in most cases, the overtime was considered voluntary, that the employees themselves were choosing to do the extra work. However, from the many interviews that I had for the piece, I found that they had no choice but to come in and work during, you know, their evenings till midnight, mm-hmm. or sleep in the office or come back in the weekends. They had no choice because the deadlines meant they had to. If they didn't, the game wouldn't be completed. With both the studios that we reported on, we did ask them to comment and received nothing at the time. Lemon Sky has since come out and denied the allegations. Mm-hmm. But even if your only reason to care about video games is because you like playing video games, this really matters to you still, because the best and most experienced people in the games industry are getting burnt out and leaving after just a few years because it's not that sustainable, right, a career path.
Some big game companies have pledged to reduce this kind of practice, but crunch, mm-hmm. is everywhere in software development. It's not just in the gaming sector. I mean, this culture goes back decades. It kind of goes back to your point about exploitation of people who actually love this so much. Do you think the gaming, right, industry doesn't just normalize crunch? They also kind of romanticize it too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that goes right back to the beginning of people, you know, ordering in pizza and just like working through the night because they're so passionate about it. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the people that we spoke to, she told us about a term that she uses called hope labor to describe that. You will take a job that sucks. Mm. And maybe if you just work really hard, maybe eventually that is a stepping stone to working somewhere that treats you fairly. And I think it's is one of the biggest problems facing video games in 2021.
Has there been any talk about unionizing at all? Is that even feasible or possible?
Yeah, it's unionization is it's been driven partly by all this reporting we're now starting to see on Crunch. Well, at least in the US, it's still in its early days. I don't know if those union efforts will necessarily encompass outsourcing studios, but right now it's sort of region by region.
That's Chris Bratt, co-founder of the video games journalism outlet People Make Games. And you can see his video investigation into working conditions in the game industry on our website, hereandnow.org. Chris, thank you so much for your reporting in this conversation.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks, Tanya.